All right, so this is going to be Aeneid Book 1, picking up with line 84, going through 96, about halfway through the line, actually, of 96. And just to remind you what happened right before this, so Juno has made her petition to Iolaus. Iolaus has responded that basically, you know, I'll do anything for you because you've given me all of these benefits. And then as soon as he's done speaking, he goes over, he takes the spear, he turns around, he's using the wood handle, basically, portion, strikes the mountain on the side, makes an opening for the winds, and they come rushing out as if they're a battle line getting ready to set up for war. All right, so we're going to start with Incubuere Mari. So this Incubuere is the syncopation of Incubuerunt. And it goes with the dative. Okay, so they laid down, they have fallen upon the sea. And the totumque here, this is probably the weirdest part of it because you don't have the noun. It's really supposed to be totum mare, and it's the direct object of the ruunt. All right, so in the whole sea, from the deepest seats, at the same time, Una, the east wind and the south wind rush. Okay, so they rush out basically over the whole sea. But then you've got this other wind, the Africus, and it's being described as Crebrer Procellus. Now, Crebrer can be crowded, it could be packed, it could be frequent. Here, packed, crowded would be the best translation because of the prokelis. It's the west wind packed with gusts, okay, with blasts. And so that is also another subject of the ruunt. Okay, so if we were to go back and kind of clean that up, put all of our subjects together, we could say, they have fallen upon the sea. And as one from the deepest seats, the east wind and the south wind and the west wind packed with gusts rush as one across the whole sea. Et vastus fluctus volvunt, the vastus and the volvunt there are the alliteration, and they roll vast waves. Ad litera, to the shores, to the coasts. All right, so next you've got several polysyntons through here, you might have noticed already. So he's definitely emphasizing up with the winds that is the east and the south and the west, all rolled into one. Then you've got in sequitur, this is actually a singular verb, but it's going with clamor virum, stridor rudentum. Rudentum is kind of like they're all going together and, becoming one sound. So you've got a singular verb there. So what follows? The shouting of men and the creaking of cables follow. Okay, so the virum is that syncopation of virorum, and then you've got rudens, rudentus, so that's just a normal genitive plural of a third declension. So both the shouting of men and the creaking of cables follows. Subito, suddenly. Nubes eripiunt, the clouds rip away. Caelumque diemque, both the sky and the day. All right, so this could be construed as a Hindiatus here. The skies rip away the light of day. Okay, so you could translate that, both the sky and the day, or is the light of day. Ex oculis trucorum, from the eyes of the Teucrians, from the eyes of the Trojans. So basically, you've got this nice blue sky, and all this way, all of a sudden, just boom, these clouds rip away any of that vision of that sky. They can't see anything all of a sudden. Nox atra incubat, and dark night, gloomy night, lies upon the Ponto, the sea. So just completely black, gloomy sky. Intonuere poli, and again, that intonuere is the syncopation, intonuerunt. So the skies, the heavens thundered. At aether micat, in the upper sky, flashes, gleams. Crebris ignibus, with frequent fires. Okay, so the frequent fires, of course, would be lightning. Okay, so the skies have thundered and the sky is just lighting up. Quae omnia intintant, and all things, everything threatens. Praesentem mortem, present death, instant death, weiris for the men. So basically, you know, just they've gone from being happy and putting their sails into the deep to boom, everything around them is saying, you're about to die. Ex templo. Okay, so this is immediately, straight away. Membra anei soluntur. The limbs of Aeneas are loosened. Frigore, from chilly fear. Now, this has been listed a lot of places as an ablative of separation. It's also been listed as an ablative of means. So, kind of the way that you would interpret it here. But I think we had talked in class about, you know, whenever you are really scared, when you're facing a scary situation, you generally have the flight, you know, or fright, you know, fight or flight, basically. So when you have something like that, your body tends to take that blood in from its extremities. And so there have been scientific, you know, experiments where your fingers, your toes, your extremities actually do get a little colder. So that's kind of what's going on here. And when you're scared like that, you tend to not be able to do things as quickly, possibly, or as dexterously as you would like. So it says the limbs of Aeneas are loosened with chilly fear. And Gimmet, he groans. Antennens duplices palmas, and stretching both palms ad sidera to the skies. All right, so this is the way that the Romans prayed. They would extend their hands with the palms upward, ready to receive the gods' blessings and thanks, and, you know, basically reaching for the gods. So rather than them folding their hands to pray, they put their palms up. Woke, with his voice, referet talia, he says such things. Okay, so this is not in his head. That's what the woke means. It's saying he's doing this aloud. O terque quaterque beati, O three and four times blessed. Quis contigit opere, who it befell to fall. Ante ora patrum, before the faces of the fathers. Sub altis moenis Troiae, under the high walls of Troy. O Thaidae, all right, so that's a patronymic, it's the son of Thaidaeus, so Diomedes. So, O Diomedes, fortissime, bravest gentis Danum of the Greek people, of the Greek race. And so that Thaidae and the fortissime there are both vocatives because the ous changes to A. All right, so this is our first look at Aeneas, and he is in trouble. Okay, so quickly, I'm going to go back over the lines again. I know this is longer recording than normal, but they have fallen upon the sea, and the whole sea, from the deepest seats, At the same time, the east wind and the south wind and the west wind, packed with gust, rush, and they roll vast waves to the shores. The shouting of men and the creaking of cables follow. Suddenly, the clouds rip away both the sky and the day from the eyes of the Trojans. Gloomy night lies upon the sea. The heavens thundered in the upper air, gleams with frequent fires, and all things threaten instant death for the men. Immediately the limbs of Aeneas are loosened with chilly fear. He groans, and stretching both palms to the sky, aloud he says such things: "Oh, 3 and 4 times blessed, who it befell to die before the faces of the fathers under the high walls of Troy, O Diomedes, bravest of the Greek people." All right, so we're going to stop there. And when we start up, it's going to continue Aeneas's first speech.